Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over.
If people don't like it, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl when I was about your age. I tried to please her peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on and crank it through on the lips. That's all you do. Mm.
Words to live by.
Live by them, son.
Okay.
Today's episode is called Who is Winning the Messaging Campaign? And I'm going to get into that pretty deeply, but just not yet. Let me get through, of course, all my information I got to give out to y'all. The show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And, of course, you can find The Block Report on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And you can find me, your host, Tafari XL, on Instagram, at Tafari XL, and on Twitter, at Tafari XL. You can also find me on Reverb Nation. I'd love for you guys to go to reverbnation.com/Tafari XL and join the mailing list. Join the mailing list on Reverb Nation, on the Reverb Nation page. And so that you can be in touch and in tune with any music that we're currently producing or releasing and anything of that matter. Also, you on there, you will also see a list of my upcoming performance dates, which will be June 21st, 2016. And so you'll be able to see all the performances that I'll be doing on that day. I have three. I will be in Brooklyn, I will be in Harlem, and I will be in South Jamaica, Queens. So I want you guys to come out, enjoy, have a good time, see some of the other artists and all the good people that are out there, and let's have a good time. Now, of course, as I said, today's episode is called Who is Winning the Messaging Campaign? And the messaging campaign, I'm going to get into that because there's a lot of messages that are being delivered out there nowadays, and as far as with the media and the news and all of that stuff right there. So I want to address some of the stories that have been coming out lately. I've spoken on a couple of them on Monday's show, but we're going to get a little more in depth and in topic. And before I do so, though, we're going to go in, we're going to take a musical break, and I'm going to play I'm going to play Realest in the Game, and then we'll come back in by Jada Kiss, and we'll come back in and get it popping.
Mm-hmm.
same, same picture. Feds is watching, why they ain't get you? They ain't your niggas, they ain't with you.
Nope.
You don't see them, then they say they miss you. All the bad luck and hate they wish you.
Yeah.
You and your homie, different casket.
Yeah.
Same pastor, same scripture. I'm in the hood where the drugs is.
Yeah.
Never that far away from where the plug is.
Nah.
Homemade corn liquor in the tub is. Down bottom square hot where the bugs is. Object is to rise up above this.
Yeah.
Why you think all the real niggas love kids?
Why?
Instagram got people so caught up with lights, motherfuckers forgot what real love is. Check it. Right off the back of them big 18-wheelers. As soon as I get it, they go to the dealers. Yeah, they been fucking with us, I know that they feel us.
Woo!
Ain't too much to say cause they know we the realest.
Ha! Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
Alright, y'all, that was Data Kiss. Realist in the game left. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, alright, now it's done. Alright, so, as I said, we on the Block Report, and I am your host, Tafari XL, and we're talking about who's winning the messaging campaign. And if you don't know, a lot of people are out there basically trying to deliver and send messages to you to basically have you believe and be in one particular type of thought or frame of mind. And we're going to discuss this one latest topic that has come out. Let me see, I have the article. Do I have the article up? Yeah. So we were talking about this on the last episode. Towards the end of the last episode, which was the case in the Stanford rape case. So this article is from the LA Times. Juror slams judge in Stanford rape case calls sentence a mockery amid recall push. All right, so the judge who sentenced the Stanford University swimmer, Brock Turner, to 6 months in jail for sexual assault is continuing to face criticism for his decision. So the judge is in hot water over this decision. The effort to recall Santa Clara County Superior Court Judge Aaron Persky has gained steam with several political groups vowing to raise money for the campaign. Two veteran Democratic political consultants, Joe Trippi and John Shalman, decided Thursday to join the effort to force a recall election. And one of the jurors, who convicted Turner of sexual assault, wrote a letter to Persky. The juror wrote of being absolutely shocked and appalled at the sentence. After the guilty verdict, I expected that this case would serve a very strong deterrent to on-campus assaults. But with the ridiculously lenient sentence that Brock Turner received, I am afraid that it makes a mockery of the whole trial and the ability of the justice system to protect victims of assault and rape, the juror wrote to Persky. Clearly, there are few to no consequences for a rapist, even if they are caught in the act of assaulting a defenseless, unconscious person, the juror wrote in the letter, which was obtained by the Palo Alto Weekly. On Monday, some state lawmakers... Well, let me stop there for a second. So now the jurors writing a letter to the judge, and they're totally appalled. Now, these people went in, they deliberated. I mean, this was a young man that was caught sexually assaulting a young lady behind a dumpster. And as I said, I said, if it's behind a dumpster, shows that, one, you're trying to do something that's not in sight and hidden. Two, the person is unconscious, right? Three, they were caught. And four, they ran. He ran. So he was caught doing what he was doing, and people approached him, and then he ran off. And I said that all of these things, when you put it together, destroys the whole defense of being two people being drunk doing stupid things. Because one, the other person was unconscious. One person was conscious. So That, so yes, young lady was unconscious. So, but she couldn't consent. She couldn't do anything. Him, if he was if he was any person of any moral standing or character, he would have got the lady in some type of, got the young lady in some type of cab and made sure she got home to her dorm room or wherever it was at. Instead, no, he relied on his more deviant nature for the decision making, and that was to try and to sexually assault the young lady. Because obviously, you know, he can't get sex from a female unless she was unless she's unconscious. Let's just be real here. There's a lot of dudes out here that they think they're on a certain level, or they're some type of people, but really, they really lack, or they're very insecure, and they don't really have the kind of, they don't have social skills or confidence, enough confidence to really get what comes with accommodate with being this type of, being what would be considered an alpha male. So you don't, you know, I mean, an unconscious, first of all, I don't see how you could be turned on by that. An unconscious, unresponsive person, I don't see how that could happen and you'd be turned on by that. So like I said, but like the juror said, the gentleman was caught, the young guy, the creep, the scumbag was caught in the act. And this is not supposed where she had to prove or whatever. There were witnesses and there were people that ran him down, chased him and held him until the police came. But yet still, the judge decided to give him such a lenient sentence. So the juror, this juror who wrote this letter is very appalled and just was, as I said, their words, clearly there are few to no consequences for a rapist even if they are caught in the act of assaulting a defenseless, unconscious person. That's the juror's words, not mine. So, let's continue with this article. On Monday, some state lawmakers said the Turner case proves the definition of rape is out of date and needs updating. When Turner was convicted by a jury in March, he faced a maximum sentence of 14 years in prison, which, let me go back to this, proves the definition of rape is out of date and needs updating. No, that's bullshit. Let's say what it is, because other men, there was a gentleman, he was convicted of rape, which he did not do, and he spent 6 years in jail, which was his sentence. He was sentenced to 6 years. Another young athlete, I believe I brought up his name, was Corey Beatty from Vanderbilt. You can go look up this case. 19 years old, just like this guy, this deviant, sexual deviant, and this guy got 15 to 25 years for the similar thing as this young man. You know what the difference was between the two of them? Between this guy, Brock Turner, and the guy who got sentenced to 6 years for a rape he didn't commit, and the other guy who got sentenced for 15 to 25 years for doing the same thing Brock Turner did? Can you imagine and guess what the difference is? Yeah, Brock Turner's white. Those dudes are black. So not about the definition of rape. No. No, 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 no. Because in this society, your skin color is a crime. And it's looked upon as negative in the first place. So, you know what I'm saying? Your life doesn't really matter or count that much. So, of course, they can go ahead and convict you. And, hey, if they want to, you know, as I said, and I've got to go return back to this episode that I did, one show that I did where I was telling you, showing you guys how in the Constitution, it basically makes what they're doing in the justice system legal, what they're doing to black people with the high incarceration rates and with them spending more time in jail, getting harsher sentences than white folks that commit the same crime. And I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to follow up with that show and bring, but for that show I have to break down each one of the amendments in the Constitution. They each need their own episode because I kind of rushed through those on the previous episode. Let me go ahead and give the caller number real quick. Caller number is 929-477-3093. The caller number is 929-477-3093. Call in if you have any questions, comments that you'd like to make. Push 1. Okay. I see I have a few callers. I see 631, I see 917, I see 954, I see 404. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying, but nobody's pushing one or asking any questions or comments. So let me continue going. And as I said, I'm going to do a show on each of those amendments. We're going to get into the legal, you know, go back into my legal law library type mode, and we're going to speak on some of these things and situations. Now, let me finish the article. Try to finish this article. Go a little bit further here into the article. When Turner was, we were talking about they need updating, and I said that's bullshit. So, when Turner was convicted by a jury in March, he faced a maximum sentence of 14 years in prison. Prosecutors asked the judge to sentence him to a 6-year prison term, just like they did that young man that was found not guilty of that rape. So at least 6 years you get for a rape. At least 6 years. And you can get up to, 14. The other guy, they gave him 15 to 25. Which, as I said, they always over-punish or over-sentence when you're black. They sentence you to more time when you're black compared to a white person that commits the same crime. Prosecutors asked the judge to send a 6-year term for the 3 felony accounts. One felony gets you a year, means you got to go upstate and go get that number. Go to state prison. You don't go to no county jail with a felony. Which, of course, Brock Turner, his time will be done in the county jail, they said. Counts of which he was found guilty. Assault with the intent to commit rape of an unconscious person. Sexual penetration of an unconscious person. And sexual penetration of an intoxicated person. Later, Turner's chief probation officer, Monica Lissette, recommended a sentence of county jail. Chief probation officer, what the chief probation officer got anything to do with it? All right, 3 years of probation and sex offender treatment, according to a probation report. Are you serious? In the weeks following Turner's sentencing, nearly a million people signed online petitions calling on the California Commission for Judicial Performance to remove Persky. Persky, who was appointed to the bench by Governor Gray Davis in 2003, is up for re-election in November. So far, no one has submitted paperwork to challenge Persky or recall him, according to Anita Torres, spokeswoman for the Santa Clara County Registrar of Voters. The woman who was sexually assaulted by Turner read a 12-page letter in open court calling the lack of a state prison sentence a soft timeout, a mockery of the seriousness of the assault. More than 250 students signed the letter submitted to Persky before Turner's sentencing, asking that he be held accountable for his actions. At Sunday's commencement ceremony, several Stanford students waved signs of support in support of victims of sexual assault and called on university officials to publicly release names of students who were found responsible for sexual assault. Judges are rarely recalled from office in California. Most who do leave office are removed following an investigation by the State Commission on Judicial Performance with a hearing on an issue of serious abuse. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson told the Times last week. All right. Okay, so they're starting to go into all this stuff about the recall. So they say they very rarely have any recalls and all that. All right, so, you know, as I said, you know, I showed you what was the difference between Brock Turner and these other youth that were convicted of rape and their sentencing. These youths were black. Ain't no timeout. Ain't no. You don't commit. You don't get found guilty of 3 felonies, and all you get is county jail time and probation, unless you snitched. Unless he snitched and made some type of deal, but even then they have to break it down into make one of your charges at least, or make your charge break down into a misdemeanor. But of course, you know, if your skin is the right complexion, things can work out in your favor differently here in America. The caller number is 929-477-3093. Now, I want to get into, I have this other article here. If you go and it's on the Facebook page of the Black Report, I believe. getting on to several things. I want to get into a little bit about the shooting that happened in Orlando. I want to get into a couple of things, other things. Also, are any of you watching, did anybody watch and see the O.J. Simpson? There was the one that when they were doing, it was on one of those cable stations where it was doing, like, it was like a series. And it had, I think it was either Terrence Howard or Cuban, I always mess these dudes up. I think it was Cuba Gooding Jr. was playing O.J. And they basically went through the trial or whatever, the whole process and everything. And he, but there's another one where they try to do it like it's a documentary style, and like it's like four parts. And like each part is 2 or 3 hours. I was watching one last night, but I kind of fell asleep. But what I did notice is that this documentary kept trying to show, and I got to look up and see what channel it was on, but look up O.J. Simpson documentary, Google it, and you'll be able to find out. So this one, it just kept trying to show this whole thing where, like, when whatever issues that black folks were having, you know, whatever issues or struggles they were having at the time, when O.J. was rising up, O.J. wasn't really with it, and he wasn't really showing his face. He ain't really had nothing to say about it. And what they're trying to show, which is the, you gotta understand, that's what I'm talking about, is who is winning the messaging campaign, because there's messages in all of this stuff that's going on. And you gotta see what's going on and read it for what it is. So with, as far as OJ, and this documentary is basically trying to show people, to let black people know, because you see, OJ's up for parole next year. And what happens is that they're probably getting ready to slam him at the board, the parole board, which most people never usually make their first board. And of course, if you don't remember, OJ was sentenced to 33 years in prison for supposedly for stealing, they charged him stealing memorabilia. But the thing is, they're incorrectly saying the fucking shit, because what he was doing was getting back his shit that was taken from him. So he wasn't stealing shit. How am I stealing my own shit? So OJ, so this documentary is coming up, and it's showing like how OJ has basically, he kind of distanced himself from any type of the issues that black folks was, or struggles, any type of issues or struggles that black folks was in at his time when he was rising up. And, you know, and that he was most comfortable with white folks, and, you know, and that's kind of where he surrounded himself with. And if you go to the Black Report Facebook page, I have a link for O.J. Simpson theories. O.J. Simpson, life story, murder trial, football career, acting, police chase. And what they were saying is the dude in that, it speaks on like how, and the reason is why I'm relating it, because as I was watching that documentary, I saw one part where one girl, sure, she might have been making a joke, but she came up and she said something like, this was at OJ's wedding with Nicole Brown. And there was one girl, she came up and she was like, oh, where's the drugs? She said that right on camera. And I'm like, really? Wow. Now, the thing is, the reason why I relate this is because if you go to that link on the Black Report Facebook page, that O.J. Simpson link that I'm talking about, it talks about, you see, there's an alternate theory on who murdered Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. And what it speaks on is that it was a possible drug or mob hit, because Nicole Brown was a drug addict. She was a cokehead. And Ron Goldman was one of the cokehead friends, and she had another friend, a lady by the name of Faye Resnick, and that lady had came out and said that basically, you know, Nicole was sucking dick from left to right, sucking dick all over the place, and doing coke. So they basically was coke whores, and the story is also out. That's why I said, if you go to this page, you'll see. They It talks about that Ron Goldman was a waiter at that restaurant, the Mezzaluna, where it was a known drug spot. It was a drug spot and a mob spot. So it's not too far-fetched to believe that she might have got herself involved in the wrong crowd already by doing drugs. And some of those waiters that worked at that restaurant, they were like driving, you know, driving like sports cars and all that. They were living life much better than a supposed waiter's salary. And quite a few of those waiters were found murdered and killed. So you have waiters that were at a drug spot, living life better than a normal, regular, average waiter's salary, and they're getting killed. And it just so happens she was with one of those waiters when she got killed. But, of course, you want to believe that it's OJ that did the murders. Right. These are audios. I heard somebody play some audio, and the audio came out, and it's basically Nicole calling the cops, and she's over there saying, oh, OJ, he broke down the door, whatever, blah, blah. But then in the audio, you hear OJ said, you're sucking dick in the living room. And I got to get that audio, but apparently she was in the living room doing coke with somebody and sucking dick, and the kids are in the house. So what I'm saying is, if you got a chick, and this is not far-fetched, because a lot of dudes have had females, and they can relate to that story where the female is on drugs and her decision-making shit is fucked up. And if you got kids with a woman like that, of course you're going to be kind of upset when certain shit goes down. But would he kill her? Kill the mother of his kids? You know, anyway, we got like 90 seconds left to go where we're going to go into overtime. And we're going to continue more of the show. I have another article here, which of course is on the Block Report Facebook page, that I will be discussing from. I want to talk a little bit about the shooting that happened in Orlando. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about also this transgender female MMA fighter brutally injures female opponent. And should they really be allowing transgender individuals to go into combat with the sex that they changed into, as far as an MMA. Anyway, the call-in number is 929-477-3093, 929-477-3093. And this, of course, is the Block Report, and I am your host, Safari XL. And, of course, it's Wednesday, and we normally do Wisdom Wednesday, but today's show is Who is Winning the Messaging Campaign? And basically, we will get into that, into the end of the show. I've just brought out a couple of articles and spoke on that, but we're going to go into the next half, and I just want to go, and what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break as we go into the overtime and with some music, and then I'll be right back.
Yeah. to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done liked it, I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lazy.
Nope.
Got dick there to drive a hoe crazy.
Yep.
Hater.
Nope.
Wanna see a player get paper.
Yep.
Traitor.
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker.
Yep.
Sleep.
Nope.
Bless moves, hella active in the streets.
Yep.
Scared of the dark.
Nope.
Have money, have heart.
Yep.
Nork.
Nope.
Short.
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl.
Nope.
Chick a bitch like a smog.
Yep.
Slipping. Over as a gopher?
Nope.
Hide in a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Yoda?
Yep.
Never leave the house without my strap?
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap?
Yep.
Never been a sucker or a pussy?
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie?
Yep. Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done liked it, I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah,
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yep.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her pussy tight?
Yep.
Got the property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yep.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yep.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yep.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street need?
Yep.
Shallow?
Nope.
Didn't need?
Yep.
Broke?
Nope.
Chin need?
Yep.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yep.
If I get into a wild run? I'ma give a nigga fair run.
Yep.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yep.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yep. Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done liked it, I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep. Yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's E40 Choices, and I am your host, Tafari XL, and we got just about around 10 minutes left in the Block Report show today. I see we have a caller that pushed 1, and so let's bring him in.
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Caller.
Yeah, I'm down with that, all right? It was about the guy who got sentenced to nothing basically for his rape. And I just bring to mind last year there was a wealthy woman who had killed her kid who was autistic, and she got 8 years, okay? And I look at how they treated the kid from Coney Island, you know, 15 years old, he messed up. He set that mattress on fire, said he thought it was out. Now, as far as I'm concerned, those stupid-ass cops should not have got on an elevator when there's a fire. That's one thing you know not to do. You take the damn stairs. So they get out in a smoke situation. My man died. I'm very sorry about that. I have a friend who was a fire victim, so I know that's a bitch, all right? So my man died. But to give that freaking kid 19 to life for a cop's life, who took the elevator in a fire, and somebody who killed their son outright gets 8 years? Give me a break. You know,
yeah.
If you can't see what's going on here, you must be Stevie Wonder, and even he can see what the hell is going on.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Thank you for your call, Carla.
Later.
So let me get into the other topics that I have going on right here. Now, let me want to talk about this. Where is it? We have a couple things here. Oh, okay. Well, let me start with this thing about the transgender female MMA fighter. Brutally injures another female fighter. Now, this article is in Liberty News Now. That's where I got it from. There's probably have other articles, other places you can find it. And, of course, mixed martial arts MMA fighter Fallon Fox is the target of criticism after brutally injuring an opponent. Fox defeated Tamika Brents just 2 minutes into the first round of the match. Brent suffered a damaged orbital bone. Orbital bone is right by your eye, which required several staples and a concussion. Brent summed it up, "I never felt so overpowered ever in my life. I fought a lot of women," Brent stated, "and never felt the strength I felt in a fight as I did that night. I can't answer whether it's because he was born a man, still a he, I don't care, or not, because I'm not a doctor," she stated. "I can only say I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right." The video of Brent's Fox fight was pretty brutal. Fox threw knees to Brent's face and torso right at the beginning to kick off the fight. Brent ultimately turned her back to avoid more damage and took almost a minute of hard strikes from Fox's elbows and fists before the referee stopped. Because of how men and women are differently built, Fox, who was born a man, has larger hands, shoulders, bones, and muscle mass. A transgender opponent has a huge advantage because Fox transitioned her gender so recently, she still has many of the advantages that being a man has. And on Saturday night when Fox fought Brents, those advantages were very clearly on full display. Already criticism is mounting both from MMA fighters and the greater public at large. Mixed martial arts champ Ronda Rousey has refused to fight Fox over her unfair advantage. His unfair advantage. Correct yourself, not her. That's what it said in the article. Her. I've corrected it. His. It remains to be seen if the latest fight, which left an opponent so severely injured, will affect the MMA rules of MMA fighting. But for now, Fox remains classified as a female fighter and ready to fight, with the advantage of being born a man. Should a man that changes to a woman be allowed to fight women? No. Let us know in the comments below. So that's what they said in the article right there. And you heard my answer. No, definitely not. And this is the thing. People are really, this whole idea of everything that's what I'm saying with the messaging. They're trying to tell you, oh, it's wrong to whatever, to discriminate against transgender, whatever, blah, blah. And I say discriminating against them, but clearly they're different. Now, as far as when it comes into this gender role, I mean, you're moving from one gender to the other. Not everybody out here does that. Not only that, you know, there's a physicality difference. There's all kinds of things. There's biological differences. I mean, and I'm one that say, you know, there was someone that was saying, basically, you know, I think it was, I was watching a lady, a video by this lady, well, not by the lady, but Jane Elliott was in the video. And she was saying, well, you know, excuse me, she was saying about, like, how people gotta start, she didn't say embracing, but that's how I would say it. Embrace differences. She was like, acknowledge differences. Yes, accept that their people are different, instead of trying to act like we're all the same. And I agree. People are different, and we're not all the same, although we do have many similarities. Now, what I say is that you have to embrace the difference and accept it for what it is, or if you don't want to even embrace it, accept it and acknowledge it
okay, and respect the difference. So I respect the difference of the fact that you was born a man, but you want to change to be a woman now. I respect that difference in you, you know what I'm saying, as far as in your psychology compared with mine. But I still only view you as a man. So therefore, I put you under the realm of situations that a man has to deal with and or should act. Even, you know, you want to change your appearance to be a woman, I still say, well, listen, I look at that. And I said, you have some sort of psychological issues. I didn't say you're crazy. I just said you have some psychological issues. So, and then here it is. You have this one. They go out there, and then they get into combat, physical combat with a woman. I mean, really? So you change your gender to be a woman, and what you want to do and be is a MMA fighter against other women. Do we really? This is what's going on out here? Oh boy. You know what? This is how I feel sometimes when I see this type of shit. And, you know,
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thoughts. Bitch, I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left, and I'm about to get out of here. It looks like I'm not going to get to the other article, which I wanted to talk about. But, of course, all the articles that I've spoken about today on the show, you can find them on the Block Report's Facebook page. And you can leave your questions or comments on the page. And, of course, don't forget to join us on Friday at 12 noon for our show, same station. And join us, and we will chop it up with you there. Forget what the other thing was. Anyway, and, so check with us on Friday at noon. Also, you can find me on Instagram at TafariXL, Twitter at TafariXL, and ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. And please do join the mailing list. And, of course, check on the Reverb Nation page. You'll see my list of performances that I'll be doing on June 21st, 2016. And I'm encouraging all of you to come out to those events. I'll be in Brooklyn. I'll be in Harlem. I'll be in Queens. It's going to be one hell of a day. So just come out, enjoy the artists, the music, the artistry, and the day with us with good vibes. And I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
If people don't like it, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl, man, about your age. I try to please her peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. With handcuffs on, with crazy through on their lips. That's all you do.